This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Christmas is often described as the most wonderful time of the year. I guess you've heard that over and over. It's supposed to be a time of celebration, joy, but of course for many people this season can be hard. There can be sadness because finances can be an issue. It never feels more important to spend money than during the holiday spending rush. But of course, it's not that easy. It's with financial uncertainty, money could be tight. And people say money is not happiness, but maybe money or the lack of has got you down at this time. But I want you to remember this. In 2 Corinthians 8, 9, the Bible says some great things. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. I'm not talking about money. Jesus became poor in every single sense of that word. He experienced poverty. It wasn't because of the economy or hard times. He stepped down from heaven and lived a life without money or provision. Why? Because he loves you. And what he offers you is love and provision for this life and the wealth of eternal life to come. So you are rich in him. What about sharing good tidings with those who might be sad today? It's very simple. Sacrifice financially for someone. I mean, you can volunteer to help. Buy gifts for a family in the neighbourhood that you live, or give some gifts to people that you know are needy. And really put yourself out to share with someone how poor in spirit you once were, but Jesus came to you and made all the difference. Now, there could be today a sense of awkwardness. I mean, everyone wants their holiday family time to be, really wonderful, smooth, memorable. But, of course, in some families, it just makes it impossible. There are hurts and wounds, and families can be split by divorce. Maybe there's bitterness or an awkward family drama that might have happened in your family. And maybe the pressure of all this is taking your peace on earth, as they say, and dragging you down. But there is still a way to be happy. And it's this, that Jesus can be your peace. Your peace will depend on what you allow yourself to think about and who you trust. In Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 are these words, "You keep him or her in perfect peace, who? Whose mind is stayed on you because he or she trusts you. Trust in the Lord forever. The Lord God is an everlasting rock." So that's a good thing. Share your peace with others. The presence of peace in the midst of strife or people feeling awkward is really a great thing. Be at peace with people. I mean, the Bible says seek peace and pursue it. So keep your eyes open today at gatherings or wherever you're going for the person who is on their own, who really does need the peace of Jesus. So maybe instead of letting these people make you angry, share some of your peace with them. Christmas is portrayed, of course, as a time to celebrate with family and friends. And this expectation is really difficult, of course, when geography means that you're nowhere near your family. And if you have people that you love that are far, far away from you, there is still a way to be happy because Jesus understands distance. When he carried our sin and our shame on the cross, he was separated too. He was separated from his Father. But Jesus paid the price to bring us close to God, and we've got the opportunity to be never far away from him. It says in Ephesians 2, "Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, having no hope without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." So distance need not be an issue. Come close to those who feel that, well, loss is difficult. I mean, grief, I mean, mourning someone's death is difficult, particularly at Christmas. It can be a terrible thing. It feels for some that life couldn't go on because their loved one, husband or wife or child, is not there with them. So Jesus was there. He understands. So I'm wondering, what is your expectation for this Christmas time? Jesus satisfies the longing soul, it says in the psalm, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. So this Christmas, enjoy it, but tell someone else your story. Thank you, Lord, for Christmas. What a wonderful time, and we celebrate in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.